Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, a change of scenery. Acclaimed South African musician Vusi Malisela has played on stages all over the world, and this month he traveled north to Alaska. But before he played his formal show at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts, he booked a gig in an unexpected place. Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan was there.
This isn't Vusi Malisela's usual venue. He's standing in the mostly empty gym at Eagle River's Highland Mountain Correctional Center, warming up on a portable stage, surrounded by dozens of empty folding chairs set up in rows across the floor. He says he's here for a reason.
It doesn't matter really where I go, because whatever that spirit, wherever that spirit sends me, it is for a purpose.
This particular show was organized by the Anchorage Concert Association, working with the Department of Corrections. When the audience begins to file into the auditorium, they're wearing matching yellow pants and yellow shirts. Their shirts all say the same thing, prisoner. And they're not quite sure what to expect. There have been musical performances here before, but Vusi Malisela is a surprise. Then Superintendent Gloria Johnson takes the mic.
Yes, I got great news for you. I just didn't call you down here to ask you how are you doing. You came down to be intrigued with a special treat, a concert this afternoon.
When Malisela steps onto the stage and starts the show, the audience is hooked.
Say Africa.
Africa.
Say Africa.
Africa.
Say Africa.
In South Africa, he's known as The Voice. Back in 1994, he performed at Nelson Mandela's inauguration. He brought that same kind of energy to the stage at Highland.
You might have read us in a film about Africa. You know, it's a big continent with a great gift of Ubuntu.
In between songs, he stopped to teach the audience about the history of the music and sometimes offer a few words of advice.
But if you don't forgive, you become like your own prisoner. You become like a bitter leaf that can just be squashed or be swept away by the wind anytime. So forgiveness is very important, and we should all wear it like a crown. Thank you.
You could feel the mood change in the room as he played. People in the audience smiled as they watched and listened. When the tempo picked up, women danced in their seats. Corrine Camille says the music carried her to a place outside the prison walls.
I was thinking about trying to picture like what it looks like where they're from. Just trying to get something in my mind of what it would look like with people dancing and just something. It took me out of here.
Kendria Husky was sitting in the front row.
I mean, the music, it was giving me goosebumps.
When Malisela sang, she said, she felt like he was delivering a deeper message.
That was a testimony to me, you know what I mean? So I was able to understand, you know, the concept because, you know, I'm African American and American Indian, so I was able to get my heritage, my culture right here, given to me in a place that you would never imagine.
After Malisela performed, audience members had the chance to ask questions about his music, his work with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, his travels, and his trip to Alaska. The Anchorage Concert Association says the event is part of a broader strategy to bring music to everyone in the community. Kendria described it like this.
It was a blessing, you know what I mean? It was an extreme blessing. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and also that you gotta be in the right place at the right time, and I just so happened to be here at this right time. Not that I want to be here, but, you know, I did, you know, I have to do what I have to do. So, I mean, this was perfect. I would have never imagined finding this type of opportunity in a place like this.
As the melodies filled the gym, Malisela noticed a shift in the audience. People's eyes lit up. As he watched their faces, he says he could see the music's impact.
And we could actually read some kind of transformation from the faces of everybody, you know? Yeah, and that's when you see that, you've served the purpose.
That's the thing about music, he says. It can transform you. Malisela is scheduled to wrap up his Alaska tour Saturday in Juneau.
Say Africa! Say Africa! Say Africa! Say Africa!
For AK, I'm Kirsten Swan.